This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Well, thank you, Lucius. And this is a time to talk hockey here with you in the G-Bag Nation opening night for the Stars tomorrow in Nashville. Leah Simakopoulos, covering the Stars for the Dallas Morning News, joins us now here in the G-Bag Nation. And a good afternoon, Leah. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for joining us. I was so proud of myself for having your last name just totally dialed.
That was impressive.
I screwed up on your first name, so I apologize for that. But
that's okay. No worries.
You join our Spits and Suds podcast regularly with the hockey hawk, Gavin Spittle. So you've heard Leah before if you've consumed our hockey content. I think everybody wants to know, you know, have the Stars done enough this offseason, or will internal improvement happen enough for them to – you know, take care of this unfinished business they've been sniffing around, Leah?
Yeah, I think that's the million-dollar question. But I think they feel like they're in a pretty good spot. I think on free agency day, a lot of people were unsure if the, you know, additions of Lyushkin and Dumba were going to be enough. But just based on what things have looked like throughout camp and, you know, letting Miro Heiskanen play on his dominant side, kind of splitting him up and him and Harley up, it's looked pretty solid so far, and I think they feel like they've got a lot more depth on the blue line, and that was really the area they think was kind of the fatal flaw against Edmonton. So, you know, if that's what it comes down to and that's all they needed to do, I think they feel like they're in a pretty good spot. But, you know, it's a long season, injuries can happen, people can underperform, so, you know, it's definitely too early to tell what's going to come in the spring.
How excited are you about some of the youth that they've got? Obviously, we've seen Wyatt Johnston the last couple of years, but Logan Stankoven stepping up. And then this Maverick Bourque, I know you had an article out today about him and how patient he's been. But the youth mixed with the veterans that they've got on this squad, it's a special blend.
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of been the identity of this team for the last couple of years. You've got some of your veteran guys like Tyler Seguin and Jamie Benn still playing at a pretty high level. And then, you know, the youth is really carrying the team. And it was once Jason Robertson and Miro Heiskanen and Jake Oettinger, and now it's, you know, even younger, as you mentioned. But, of course, I think everyone is expecting a lot from Wyatt Johnston after the year he had. But I am really excited to see what Logan Stankoven and Maverick Bourque do. They, together in the AHL, they were the two best players in that league, and they played on a line together there. And it looks like they're going to do the same in Dallas. And, you know, they're just very well-rounded players. They, you know, can contribute defensively. They can score a lot of goals. Maverick Bourque can penalty kill. They can all play on the power play. There's just a lot that they bring to the table, and that's kind of what you have to do as a young player, 20-something years old, to kind of make a name for yourself. So it's going to be really exciting to see how they can kind of take the scoring, especially to the next level.
Hey, Leah, I don't mean to be the wet blanket guy, but I saw two goalies signed for like $8 million. Here recently.
Yeah.
Is our guy about to sign for $8 million? Are we going to jump on this? I mean, I know we got some other, I think Wyatt Johnston, some others have got some contract considerations as well, but do we got an $8 million goalie on our hands?
I think we might, just because we asked Jim Nill on the first day of camp about, you know, if there was any discussion of trying to re-sign Ottinger before the season started. And he even said himself that there are some deals that goalies want to see shake out. And that was before the Swayman deal and everything. So it seemed like even he wanted to kind of see what the goalie market was going to be set at. But, you know, I guess it's going to depend on what he does this year. But,
sure.
You know, if he has another playoff run like he did last year and can, you know, stay healthy, I think, yeah, we're probably poised for something in that range.
What do you think about the situation, you know, behind him now with Scott Wedgwood gone? I guess there's a possibility maybe they play head-to-head tomorrow night in the opener. But, I mean, now losing that piece, and they've had that with Anton Udobin as well, it seems like you need somebody that you can really rely on next to Otter to kind of spell him.
Oh, absolutely. I think especially last year, I mean, we saw that, and regardless of the injury, the goal was to play him less last year, and they were kind of forced into that because he misses a month of the year. But even Pete DeBoer said this year they only want to play him 55 games, and he played 54 last year and missed an entire month of the season. So they're, you know, they definitely plan to use Casey DeSmith, and I think that's a big question mark for a lot of people to see what that's going to look like, how he's going to fit into everything. Obviously, Scott Wedgwood was a very beloved player in the locker room. He and Ottinger had a great relationship, so we'll see what that's like with DeSmith. But you know, he's going to have to be a critical piece of this for Ottinger to have another successful year.
I see in the morning paper, Leah, you got the Stars finishing second in the West. I guess that's what you want with this president's curse, right? You want to finish second, then go win Lord Stanley.
I think so. I mean, I think, you know, winning the West for them was great last year, but it feels like, especially with how the league is right now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Now, in the parity, especially in the West, it just doesn't really matter where you finish. Of course, you want to have the home ice advantage, and that's nice, but you know, they're going to have a ridiculous road to the Stanley Cup final no matter where they finish. They had it last year. I mean, you play the last two defending champions, and then you play the best player in the world. So I think at the end of the day, you know, they look like they're going to make the playoffs, and that's kind of all that really should matter. Of course, they want to win the division. Of course, they want to win the conference, but you get a spot, and that needs to just kind of be the priority.
How many teams are in the West have a shot?
A lot. I mean, you even hear this year teams that really weren't being spoken about last year in the Central Division, like, you know, Nashville's a contender to win the division this year. Minnesota's in it. Utah's in it. I mean, all these teams that no one was even thinking about last year. I think the Central's definitely better than the Pacific, but it's probably the toughest division in hockey. So I guess if you can come out of that, then you're in a pretty good spot.
What do we know about Jason Robertson's health coming into the season?
So he's said that he feels great. He's in a good spot now. Obviously had off-season surgery on his foot to remove a cyst. And you know, we've talked a lot about how, you know, Jason Robertson has missed camp before and went on and had a great start to the year. Of course, it's a little bit different now because he didn't have an off-season and was non-weight-bearing for, I think, about 6 weeks. So he's back with the group. He's been skating with them all week. He's expected to play tomorrow and, you know, says that he's in a good spot and said the other day that he feels better on ice than off the ice in terms of how his foot feels. So I guess that's that's a good sign, but hasn't really dealt with too many injuries recently, so will be interesting to see how he responds to that.
Hey, Leah, I want you to break the hockey tradition of telling me it's an upper or lower body injury. I want you to actually tell me what the injury is. I think you guys in hockey, all the writers are getting together. It's kind of a lazy take, is what it really is. You know, you guys are better than that. Okay,
I would love to be able to give you all the details. Trust me, we ask and we are given no answers. So if you want to ask me what Maverick Bork's injury is, I could not tell you at this point. So
is that really the case? Is that really the case?
Yeah.
I mean, you live with this team, and you really is it that serious and that secretive?
Oh, especially in the playoffs. It's not as bad in the regular season. And I mean, I think it depends on the injury too. If it's something that happens in a game and
yeah.
you know, we see someone get hit, we know and we can ask. And, you know, there's times where we'll see, they won't disclose, but then we'll see a guy, you know, on crutches and we obviously know it's lower body, or we'll see him in a sling and we know it's upper body. But I remember in the playoff run, like, they didn't want to say anything about anything. They see it so much as a competitive advantage, and maybe it is, maybe it isn't. It's certainly annoying for us, but it's just part of the sport.
Leah, I found out doing research on pronouncing your name that you wanted to be a WNBA player growing up. Were you a pretty good hooper?
Yes. That was. Sorry, go ahead.
Were you a good hooper? How far did you go?
I played in high school. I wouldn't say I was ever going to play in the WNBA, even though I might have believed it when I was like 10 years old, but My high school team was okay when I was there, and the year I left, they became the number one team in the country.
Wow.
So I like to say that I kind of laid the groundwork for that.
Great mentor. Leah Asimakopoulos covers the Stars for the Morning News. Thank you so much. Enjoy tomorrow and the whole season, and we'll try to catch up with you soon.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Cheers. All righty. We got 3 down, 2 to go. 325 says General Lieutenant Dan update. They kicked him out of the boat, moved him into a hotel. Police got involved.
Oh, they said you can't do this.
You can't do
it. Ruining all the fun. There's no way you're going to keep that boat upright, are you? We got tornadoes and hurricanes. I think the police did the right thing.
Yeah, they probably did.
Yeah, you got to save people from themselves sometimes.
Yep, absolutely.
Got a death wish out there, Lieutenant Dan, thinking he's going to ride it out in a John boat.
Ice cream. I think it John boat.
Well, it would have been interesting video.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Was it a John boat?
No, I don't think so.
If it was like a Boston Whaler, we might have had a chance.
It looked like one of those fishing boats, that had the little tarp on it, like in,
So like a saltwater boat?
Kind of. Dilapidated, you know,
like
a small fishing village, where they're fishing for sustenance.
Like we're going, we're hunting gators and stuff like that.
Yes.
Louisiana gator.
You got it. Yeah, that's the kind of boat. It just wasn't safe. I hope people, some of the video that's coming across here is we're going to go out to break here and get you set for the 5 o'clock hour. Giant tornadoes. This is really unbelievable.
It really is.
You know, it is
terrifying.
So Milton came ashore with tornadoes, and it's one of the craziest days in weather you'll ever see. Okay, so if you're on your way home and you're getting ready to tune into the evening news, thanks so much for making us part of your day. Hopefully everybody connected to our friends and family in Florida is doing their best to get through this thing with minimal damage. But we're back with an edition of Football's Finest. Wolchuk, what's on the agenda?
Yeah, how many Connor Stallions are there in college football, and what's your reason for Cowboys hope? That's next in the name.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.